The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Soita daf Mem Dalet, and we will begin about 10 lines from the top of daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the two dots. Mio ish asher eras isha. Zok the Gemara. Mio ish asher eras isha. So the Meshuach Mechama, the Shoitrim, they're talking, and the Yidden are about to go out and fight battle. But before they go fight, all the Yidden gathered together, but not everyone's going to actually go fight. So there's an announcement that's made. There are some people that are going to be allowed to go home. Who goes home? So it's Pesukim in the Torah. Number one, someone who built a house, he didn't have a chance, he had to make his chanukah zabayis. Let him go home. Why? We're afraid that he may die at war. Somebody else may be mechanech his house. Someone who was not a kerem, he planted a kerem, and it's within 4 years, can't eat your kerem for 4 years. First 3 years it's arlo. The third year it's ravah. You have to be poyda during the fourth year if you want to eat it. Yelech v'yashav lebeisay. Penyamas pa'mukhama. Vishachet yichalulenu. And finally, mi'o isha she'iras isha. Someone who, not engaged, but he has irisin. He's married on the irisin level. V'loy l'kacha, but not on the nesuin level. Yelech v'yashav lebeisay. He too goes home. Penyamas pa'mukhama. Vishachet yikochena. Now, they're not the only ones that go home. The next pasuk. The shaitim continued to talk to the nation. V'amru, and they said, mi'o isha yori v'rachaleva. Someone who's afraid. We'll see what afraid means. Yelech v'yashav lebeisay. Why? V'loyimais eslovav echad kilvavon. Because it's not going to do anybody good to have people that are afraid at war, because all it could do is ruin the morale of the troops. It's not good. It's not something that we want to accomplish. But the first three, which is what the first Gemara in today's daf is going to discuss, is the one that was Bana Bayis, he was not Dakeren, and he was Eras Isha. If he couldn't complete the job, so we feel bad for this guy. We let this guy go home because it would be horrible for someone to have Erisin and never get to the point of Nesuin, or be Bona Bayis Boloi Chanochai. It's interesting that you actually see this pasuk repeat itself in Parshas Kisavai in the pasuk of the Teichacha. The pasuk in middle of the Teichacha in Parshas Kisavai says the Torah, Isha Ta'ores, you're going to have Erisin, you're going to marry someone, the Ish Acha Yishkoveno, but you're not going to be Zoicha to actually live with her and be with her. I saw in the Znaim Luteri, he says it could be that this pasuk played itself out halacha l'maisa with the Gemara in the beginning of Masechtas Ksubos, that if someone marries a psula, there was once a gzera tiboy lehegmein tchila. It was isha ta'ores erisin and tiboy lehegmein tchila. The ish acha yishkovenis. It was a real time in history where there actually was such a gzera. Bayis tivna v'loy seishev boy kerem tita. So you actually have this pasuk in the Teichacha, where all these horrible things that we're trying to prevent, so we let these people go back, not have to fight the war. In the Teichacha, we're told that if we don't behave, this is actually going to happen. So we're up to the third of these, really up to the first, but we're up to the third of these three things, and that is, Omiyo Ish, Asher Eras Isha, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, about 12 lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanan, Asher Eras, it says, Mio Ish, not Ha Eras, but Mio Ish, Asher Eras. So we learn from there, Echad HaMa'oris, Sapsulav, Echad HaMa'oris is Amana, someone, whether he does Eras into a Basula, or whether it's an Amana, Echad Shemeres Yom, or if he doesn't do Eras at all, he just so happens to fall upon a Yibum scenario. His brother died without children, and now he has a Shemeres Yavam, Isha Hiknu Leimen Hashemayim. He didn't even do anything. Even if there are five brothers, one of them died. So now four brothers, or there were six brothers and one of them died, and now there are five brothers. Same difference. So you have a woman, a Shemeres Yavam, that's falling liyibum to many people. The halach is kulam chayzerim. They're all going to go back because this is a state of erisin, isha hiknu leimen hashamayim, and umiyo isha she'eras isha, it's a pasuk in the Torah, they get to go home. Loi lokach, it should have said, loi lokach, instead the Torah said, v'loi lokacha, umiyo isha she'eras isha, v'loi lokacha. Grammatically, it could have said, umiyo isha she'eras isha, v'loi lokach. There's no extra words, no extra letters in the Torah. So what does that extra he teach us? Prat la'amon l'kohen gadol, grushav chlutza l'kohen hedit, mamzeres v'nesin l'yisrael, bas yisrael, l'mamzu l'nasin. It's an exception to teach me that not every erisin are you exempt from war. There is a situation where you wouldn't be exempt. How so? Chai v'ilavna. Someone got married, erisin, chai v'ilavna. And obviously we're going according to the Chachamim Shita, that Ketushin is toifus, but chai v'ilavna. So there was an erisin. Erisin, it is an Eiras Isha. However, V'loy L'kach is a Miot, not every Eiras Isha. The exception is the Chayvei Lavin. Says the Gemara, Lemet Loik Rebbe Se'aglili. This last Gemara that said that if somebody got married Erisin, Chayvei Lavin, he has to go fight a war. This should be not like Rebbe Se'aglili. Rebbe Se'aglili, Ho Amar, Hayore V'racha Levov, Ze'am Nisyore Me'av Eris Shebiyadoi. Right. The end of the Parsha, the Shoitrim tell the Yidin, anyone who's afraid, Vio Ishash. So we'll see in the next Mishnah, it's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Aglili, what that means. Rabbi Akiva says it means he's literally afraid. He's just afraid. He just doesn't like the look of blood. It's not for him war. That person gets to go home. Rabbi Aglili says it's not who the Pasuk is referring to. Maybe him also. But Hayori Veracha Levav means Me'aveiro Shebiyodai. He knows he doesn't have a lot of schusim, and there's no way he's going to make it out alive just based on the schusim that he has on Shemayim. That person gets to go home. Says the Gemara, how does it stem with this Braisa? We just said if someone's married to a Chayvei Lavin, he's not an Eras Isha, so he has to continue to fight. He's not an Eras Isha, but he's a Yori Veracha Levav according to Rabbi Aglili, because he married someone he's not allowed to marry. So based on that, he should be able to go home. So if you're telling me that someone's married to a Chayvei Lavin, he has to go fight. Lame, Mozok the Gemara, the Lake, Rabbi Yosei Aglili. The Rabbi Yosei Aglili, oh, my, your Veracha, Lev of Zem, Mishor, Mehavi Yosei Vyadoi, Zok the Gemara, no. I feel with him, Rabbi Yosei Aglili, this is a long Dishe Gemara, Kederaba, you can explain, you can reconcile. She does Rabbi Yosei Aglili with this Braisa, based on something Rabba once said. Oh, my Rabba, Loi Lomini Chayev, that with regards to these Chayvei Lavin that are mentioned in the aforementioned Bryce, so you're only chayev for those chayvei lavin, acheyivel, if there was an actual bia. But for kedushin itself, not. Now we're talking about asha eras isha, v'loy l'kacha. By definition, there was no bia. So being that there was no bia, the iser wasn't done yet. How do we know that you're only chayev if there was bia? Matam, because we starshin as follows. Matam lo yikach, why lo yikach mishum lo yichala? Because if a koyim marries someone who's not allowed to marry, and they have a child together, the child becomes a chalo. And that is the time of the krah for why there's an Isra lo yikach, matam lo yikach, mishum lo yichal, mishum hachi, and he loika, achieve. So there's no malchus then until you create a scenario where it's possible for there to be a cholo, thus you aren't over any chayvei lavin. Tanu rabbanan, asher bona, asher nota, asher eras. There were three people that got to go home. The bona bayis v'leich anachoy, the nota kerem v'leich hiloloy, and the eras isha v'loy lekocha. And the Torah mentions them in that order. First bona bayis, then Nata Kerem, and then Eras Isha. Why that order? Says the Gemara, it's a braisa, lim the Torah derech eretz. The Torah is just giving us some good advice. Sheyivna Adam Bayis, that you want to know how you should set yourself up in life. First, build a house. V'yita Kerem, then plant a vineyard, which is symbolic of Parnasa. V'achakach Yisa Isha. So when you're all settled, you're ready to go, you have your quote-unquote plan, then you're ready to get married. You were Bona Bayis, you were Nata Kerem, and then afterwards you're ready to get married. And the truth is, Shlema HaMelech said the same thing. Shlema said, Hochim b'chutz malachtecha, prepare your work outside. V'atata b'sadalach, and prepare your work in the field. Afterwards, you'll get married. So he wants you first to set yourself up and then get married. How so? Hachim b'chutz malachtecha zeh bayis. V'at the besod alach zeh kerem. Achar b'nisa beischa zu isha. Dover achar, a different shot, that it's not referring to your life in terms of your physical life, but it means more your spiritual life. Hachim b'chutz malachtecha zeh mikra. V'at the besod alach zeh mishnah. Achar b'nisa beischa zeh gemara. So you shouldn't learn gemara, then mishnayis, and then chomish. Supposed to do first chumash, then mishnayis, then gemara. You build yourself up. Davar acher, hakem mechutz malachtecha zeh mikra u'mishna. Va'ata da besod elocha zeh gemara. Acher v'nisa v'esecha elo ma'isim toivin. Meaning, it's not enough that you learn; you actually have to practice what you preach. Rebbe Eliezer benoishar Rebbe Yisag Lili Yomer a different shot. Hakem mechutz malachtecha zeh mikra u'mishna u'gemara. Va'ata da besod elocha elo ma'isim toivin. Acher v'nisa v'esecha droish v'kabel schar. And the point, if you look at the mashal, he kamat says this. The emphasis is that even after you're already doing everything you're supposed to do, there's still a mitzvah to learn. Because Talmud Torah is a mitzvah be'etzem. You don't just learn Torah so that you should know what to do. Maybe women have such a chiyuv Talmud Torah, but men who have a chiyuv Talmud Torah be'etzem, so even after you already have your ma'isim tovim, still dorush v'kabel schar, learn Torah, because for every second, every word of Torah that a person learns, he gets tremendous reward. So you have here an interesting braisa. Lim de Torah derech eretz. Yivne Adam Bayis, afterwards Yita Kerem, and after that, Yisa Isha. So there's an incredible Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Deis, Perikei Halacha Yud Aleph. I'll just read to you the Lashon HaRambam. Derech Balei Deya. The derech of Balei Deya is sheyikvalei Adam Malacha hamefarnesa soysetchila. First he sets up his parnasa. Va'achakach yikne beis dira. Afterwards, he buys a house. And afterwards, he gets married. Incidentally, the Rambam mixed up the order. The Mishnah asks the Kasha. In our Gemara, we had first build a house, then not a Karen, based on the order in the Psukim and the Torah. And afterwards, Eir Sisha. That Rambam has it in the reverse. But that's not the punchline of the Rambam. Shenemar, Mio Ish, Asha Nota Karen Velechiloi, Asha Bona Bayez Chodesh Velechanochoi, Asha Eir Sisha Velechanoch. Avol, says the Rambam, Hatipshim, Maschilim Lisa Isha, first they get married, Va'achakach, Imtim Tseyodoi, if they can afford it, Yikna Bayas, Va'achakach, Besayf Yomov, Yechazer Levakish Umnis, Oyesparnis Benatstoko. The Chenu Oimer Beklolis, this is the Rambam. The Rambam says that is exactly what the Torah means in the Klola of Parshas Kisavai. We mentioned the Pasuk of Parshas Kisavai. The Pasuk says, Isha Ta'ores, Vish acha yishkaveno. Bayis tibne v'leiseshet boy. Kerem tita v'leisechalot. What's Pashup shot in the Pasuk? The klola is that you're not going to be able to play it out. You'll have erisin without nesuin. All the things that we're concerned about with the Mu'urchei Melchama is what's going to happen. Says the Rav, that's not the point of the klola. You know what the point of the klola is? To say the hadvarim. The chenu oire beklolos. Isha ta'ores. Bayis tibne kerem tita. Kaloyme yeh masecha hafuchim. Order is going to be upside down. First, you're starting with Isha Ta'ores, Kidei Shalei Tatzliach Tidrochecho. Ubebrocha Mahuayme Vayi Dovel Echol Drocha Maskel Vashem Imoy. So, perhaps a Shver Rambam, but this is what the Rambam says here in Perek Gimel, Perek Hei Hilchus Deis. Zokti Gemar Vaitiv, Elu She'enem Chayzrin, Haboyne Beis Shar. It's actually going on something Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, that if somebody built a house and then the house fell down and he built it back, so you're rebuilding a house that you already had, for that you're not considered a bona bias, you don't go back from war. However, says the Gemara, that in Hoysev by Dimos, if you added one brick, one light fixture, Chayzer, then you get to go home. Rebbe Leza Oimer, Af HaBoyne Bayis, Levonim B'Sharon L'Hayu Chayzer. Somebody built a brick house in Sharon. That was a place. He didn't go home. Why not? Tana B'Nei Shemechadshin Oysoi Pamayim B'Shavua. Because apparently these houses were not built every time there was a hurricane. There was a wind coming from the east, so the house went up in a blaze of glory. So it got swooped away. So every twice in 7 years, basically, they had to redo their house. So these weren't sturdy homes. Thus, it's not considered a bona bias. Where else do you have this pamayim b'shavua? Mezuzah. You have to check twice every 7 years. It's just kedai to remember. We spoke about this once. That twice in 7 years, does that mean once every 3.5 years? Or can you do it in 5 years and then 2 years later again? It's like a funny lotion. Is it twice in 7 years? Or is it once every 3.5 years? So I once saw for Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the halacha is that in a private home, an individual has to check his mezuzah twice in 7 years. A tzibor has to check their mezuzahs. So if you have a mezuzah that belongs to a structure that's owned by the tzibor, like the gates of the city, so they have to check it every 50 years, exactly, twice in 50 years. There's a b'raisa mesechtes mezuzah that says mefurish once every 25 years. So Reb Chaim said that just like by the tzibor, where it's twice in 50 years, there's a b'raisa that says once in 25 years, that would be a gilui that a yachid who's supposed to check it twice in 7 years, it's not twice in 7 years, randomly just find 2 times over the next 7 years to do it, but it actually be once every 3.5 years. The elu she'ein zozim im koimam, bona bayis chadash loy chanoche. So the first group of people mentioned here in Parsha Shoftim, they would leave, they would make their first move towards going to war. They would go to the gathering place, the Meshuach Melchama, the Shoitrim would make their announcements. If you're a Bana Bayis, Eres Isha, you'd go home. But you really wouldn't go home, like the Mishnah said. Would you go? You had to do community service. There was work that you were still going to have to do. But then there's another list of people mentioned in the Mishnah, and that is the person that got married and he had Nisuin. He's already in the Nisuin state. And he is in what we call Shana Rishayna. So that person who's in Shana Rishayna, he not only is he exempt from fighting the war, but he doesn't even have to do community service. He doesn't have to pave the roads. He doesn't have to be providing medical attention or food, etc. He doesn't have to do anything at all. And that's based on a pasuk in Parshas Kisetze, where the pasuk says, Ki kachish isha chadosha. If somebody gets married, lo yetze batzava, he should not go to war. V'lo yavira lo v'chol davar, nothing. Noki yia lebeisoy shana echas, he should be home for a year. V'simachas ishta, he should make his wife happy, ashalakach, that he married her. We saw the Mishnah said that although the pasuk's only talking about someone that got married, however, Teresh Shabal Peh teaches us, Noki Yiyeh LeBesoy, We learned that it's referring to all three. Not only someone that just got married, but someone that was just mechanech, he's shan rishon of his house, or he's in shan rishon of his kerem, shan rishon of his wife. These three people, they don't even go to the gathering place. They're not going to have to do community service. They're completely exempt. So we have a Gemara that elaborates on this. Tanu Rabbanan. Isha chadasha. Eli ali isha chadasha. It says chadasha. Sounds like only a new wife. Amana ugrusha minayim. What if this woman was married to somebody else before? Is she considered an isha chadasha? Talmud loymar isha mikol makan. So the beginning of the pasuk says isha chadasha, but then it says v'simach es ishtoy ashalokach. Second time it mentions ishtoy without mentioning the word chadasha. To teach me, it doesn't have to be chadasha. Okay, ma'at talmud loymar isha chadasha. Why did it originally say isha chadasha? Mishachit shaloi. She's new to him. So just because she's an Alman or a Grusha, that means she once lived with somebody else. But for him, she's still a Chadasha. As opposed to someone that's not Chadasha to him, Yatza Machse Grushasa. If somebody was married, divorced his wife, and then remarried her, Shein Chadasha Loi, that would be excluded from Isha Chadasha. Tanu Rabbanan. Lo Yetze Bat Sofa. It says that this person who Shana Rishayna should not go fight a war. Yochel Bat Sofa Hu Delo Yetze. Ava Yaspik Mayim Umazim Yisakin Ajachim. Just don't be on the front lines. Don't actually be in battle, but you should provide services to the troops. Talmud Loimar, V'lo Yavirov L'Chaldover. It says, V'lo Yetze Batzava, V'lo Yavirov L'Chaldover. V'lo Yetze Batzava means don't fight. V'lo Yavirov L'Chaldover, don't do anything. Yochel Shani Mar, B'afa B'in Abayis, V'lo Yichanachay. Not that Karen Veloichiloy, Erasisha Veloilukacha, they should also be included in not doing anything at all. Talmud Loimar, Olav Yatamaver, Avalatamaver Alacher. They, the person that's in Shana Rishayna, doesn't go out at all, as opposed to the other three mentioned in Parsha Shoiftin, they would go out. Once it says why does it have to say L'yavar L'choldover is all inclusive. L'yavar L'choldover just means don't fight. L'yavar L'choldover don't do anything. So just say don't do anything, I'll know you don't fight. To teach me that not only one lav, but if someone goes latzava, he'll be over two lavin. So the bottom line is, we're familiar, big picture, with this idea that someone who was newly married didn't go fight a war. But really, it's two parshias. And this halacha is broken up into two halachim. There's the Pesukim in Parsha Shoiftim, and then there's the Pesukim in Parsha Kiseitze. Parsha Shoiftim is talking about someone that was Eras Isha, V'loy L'kocha. He had Erasin, he didn't have Nesuin. That person would make his initial descent to where the Yidden were gathering to go out and fight. He would listen to the speech of the Meshulach Mechama. He was then told, assuming that his Ishur was accepted, that he should not go fight on the front lines. However, he did have service that he had to provide to the army. That's the person who had Erisin and not Nisuin. The person who had Erisin and Nisuin, he's a full-fledged Shana Rishayna. He stood under the chuppah already. This person gets a full year of Vesimach es ishtoy ashalokach. He is going to be fine. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't make his initial descent to where they're all meeting. He doesn't have to be Masapik Mayim Muslim. He's completely exempt from going out and fighting. This pasuk in the Torah, and this sugya right here, is obviously the makar to the concept of Shana Rishayna. But the context that we have, Shana Rishayna mentioned in his Lo Yetze Latzofa, V'lo Yavro L'chol Dover. And the truth is, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Malachim, the Rambam brings this Gemara, and he brings it very much the way we have it in the sugya. Kol Hashana Kula, says the Rambam, for the first year after a person got married, Ein Mesapik Mayim Umazoin, V'loi Mesakin Derech, V'loi Shomer B'choyma, V'loi Noisen L'Pasay, V'loi Yavar Al Shom Dover, Shenemer Lo Yetze Batzava, V'loi Yavar Al Chol Dover, Lavar Al Shnei Lavim, V'loi L'Tzorchi, V'loi L'Tzorchi Akdut. So the Rambam brings this pasuk, and the Rambam clearly says it's talking about someone who just got married, where the Bezdin or the army does not have a right to impose anything on this person. You can't make him go fight a war. You can't impose upon him tzarche yair. Because he's a shana rishayna, he's going to be exempt from doing anything. The Chasam Sofer in a tshuva says that from the way the Rambam brought this gemara, it sounds like the whole halacha of shana rishayna, of nokiyel abeisei shana achas, is only with regards to, from Bezdin's perspective, they don't have a right to impose anything on this person. But let's say somebody got married, he's Shana Rishayna, and he wants to go, he's going on a business trip, or he wants to go away with friends. He wants to leave his house, going away for a simcha. Is he allowed to do it? says the Chassam Sofer, I have no makar anywhere that says he can't. The makar to say you shouldn't be able to would be this pasuk. However, the Rambam brings this halacha in Hilchos Melachim, and he only brings it in the context of the sugya Masechta Sota, where we're imposing something on him. And there there's halacha, you can't force him to go to war, not even tzarchir. But beyond that, you don't find the makar to that. So it says the Chassam Sofer, and that was the shayla that he was asked. Somebody that was newly married and he wanted to leave his wife for Tzchaira to go make money. And the question was, could he go on this business trip or not? The Chassam Sofer said, based on the Rambam, the halacha would be that he should be okay. However, the Chassam Sofer says it's not so pasha. And the reason it's not so pasha is because it's a Sefer HaChinuch. And the Chinuch is in mitzvah Chaf Kuf Hei Beis. And it's not very often, the Chinuch was one of the Rishonim, but it's not very often that the Sefer HaChinuch is the Shita that would be quoted in halacha. This is an example of that. There's a Sefer HaChinuch. He brings mitzvah Tov Kuf Pei Beis sheyesamach chasan im ishtoi shana rishayna. That's the name of the mitzvah. So it's a mitzvah say the iraisa called shana rishayna. I don't think people know this. She nitzdavenu says the chinuch sheyesamach chasan im ishtoi shana achas koloimar shelo yisa chutz lo'ir lotzis lemulchama. But then he adds v'loy le'inyonim acherim, nor for anything else, to be without her. That's what the pasuk means when it says. Fast forwarding to the bottom, says the Chinuch, v'noyheges mitzvah zu b'zman habayis. This mitzvah obviously was noyeg b'zman habayis. Le'inyach ein b'nei ha'ir machrichen oisel mochama. That the b'zman habayis, there was a malchus b'stavid, whatever the malchus b'zchash moinoy. There were wars, so you couldn't force a shana rishayna to go fight a war. Ki oz hayu nilchamim l'famim. There were times he had a fight. Ule'inyach sheroy la'adam l'simcha v'leishvin shana achas. But with regards to all the other applications of shana rishayna, heges b'chol malchus b'chol zman. Has nothing to do with b'fnei habayis. Because the Kinuch L'Shita, so you said at the beginning, it's not a Milchama Diga Halacha. This has nothing to do with Klal Yisrael having a Malchus, being in power, being able to post things on people. It's Halacha that you yourself, if you're Shana Rishayna, you have to stay with your wife. Says the Chinuch, V'Iver Al Zeh, U'Pirish B'Mena Toich Shana Lamed Zulasa Yomim Rabin, Afilu B'Mchilasa B'Tel Asei, U'Mikol Mokim. However, if you do want to go, and she gives you a right to do, she gives you a right, Yesh Oymash M'Chilasa Motar. There are some that hold that if you have Mechila, then maybe it's going to be okay. But the bottom line is, says the Chassam Sofer, although from the Rambam it's Mashmah, that's only Halacha regarding Mechama, but you have a Sefer HaChinuch, and the Sefer HaChinuch clearly says that the Halacha Shana Rishayin is not only Negeya, it's not only Negei Melchama, but it's really Negei everything. It's Negei everything. So it comes out, it's Machlokes Rishonim. So it's garnished as a Pasha. But says the Chassam Sofer one Svara, and we'll leave it with this, and that is that even according to the Chinuch that says that you're not allowed to just leave, it's Pasha. That would only be if you're going for a Dvar Rishos. But if you're going with Dvar Mitzvah, it's pashut, you won't have the halacha shana rishayna. He says, that's why you have all these Gemaras, Rabbi Akiva, there were different people, they got married. Right after they got married, they left their wives. What happened to shana rishayna? Don't they have to be with their wives under Rishayna? The Teretz said they were going to learn Torah. I mean, they were going to learn Torah. It was considered a Dvar Mitzvah. It says the Chassam Sofer, based on that, Schoira going out to make a Parnasa would also be considered Mitzvah, and being that be considered a mitzvah, it would fall into the category of mitzvah. Likatchilo says the Chassam Sofer, there is a chinuch, and the chinuch brought a yeshayim that says if she's meichel, it's okay. So the best thing to do, and this is halacha l'maisa, this is what your local rabbi will say if you ask him, that if someone's in a situation where you're shana he has to go on a business trip, he should ask his wife permission, ask for mechila, if she gives you mechila, so then already you're going to be good, because it's only one sheet that's a chinuch that says it's even a problem. You have a Chassam Sofer that maybe you can rely on, even the chinuch said mechila, it's going to be okay. So if you want to cross your T's and dot your eyes, that would be the best way to do it. Get Rishus. If it's going to be Mechila, it's going to be fine. But what interesting thing the Chassam Sofer says is Pashut. Let's say somebody, a woman marries this super Lamdan, or better, a war. It's the middle of wartime. It's the middle of war. And a woman gets married. Says the Chassam Sofer, it's Pashut. That man is allowed to go fight a war. This is Halacha Shana Rishayna. Because you knew it was during war. And you knew people were fighting. So there's almost an implied Mechila that it's going to be okay. So he says regarding Schoira, it's going to be the same thing. That if a woman marries someone who's a very successful businessman, and you know every time they met, he was talking about all the business trips he took, then they get married, and 3 days later, she says, I have to go to China for a week. He says, wait, China? We just got married. Yeah, I told this to you 9 times. There already, she can't have a taina. There's an implied Mechila because you knew what you were getting yourself into. You don't have to ask for Mechila. It's the Chassam Sofer and Eben Ezra, Chelik Beis, Tshuva, Kuf, Nun Hei. So We're continuing along the final stretch of Gemara and Perek Meshuach Mechama that deals with the parsha that's mentioned, Perek Chav Sefer Dvarim, Parsha Shoftim, describing how the Yidden used to go to war. So they were led by the Meshuach Mechama. Not everybody qualified to go to war. We spoke about the Eiras Isha V'loy lekocha, the bana bayis chadash v'loy chanochay, the not akere v'loy chiloy. These people were not allowed to go to war. Rather, they were told to be involved in community service related chores. They were mesakim mazin umayim, perhaps paving roads, getting involved with medical needs, but not to be fighting on the forefront. We spoke about the people that actually got married or were mechanech the bayis or were mechal the kerem, that they got a full year of Shana Rishayna, and now we're already at the very end of the parsha. It's a 9 pasuk parsha. We're at pasuk ches. So pasuk ches describes an additional wave of people that are going to be allowed to go home. This machlokes tanoim had to understand pasuk shana the pasuk. So just the pasuk first. V'yasku ha-shoytrim l'dabra alam. The shoytrim are going to continue to talk to the nation. They're going to say, "Mio isha yori v'rachalev." Of anybody that's afraid, yelich v'yoshev the beisoy v'lo yimas es levav echad kilvavi. Pasuk, when you read the pasuk is very clear. The pasuk is talking about someone who's afraid. He's afraid to fight in war. That person, we don't want him at war. And the reason is v'lo yimas es levav achiv kilvavi. We don't want him to spread his negative feelings towards his brothers that are fighting together with him. It's not good for the morale of the troops to have people that are afraid, because it permeates. And that's something that's been customary in armies throughout the generations, where if somebody shows signs of weakness, they'll kill him sometimes. It's just not good for the morale of the troops. So this person, who was a Yorei V'racha Levav, Yelech V'yoshev L'beisoy. It's as straightforward as the Pasuk is. As we'll see in the Mishnah right now, it's in fact the Machlokes Tanoim had to understand Pshat in the Pasuk. The Mishnah says, V'yosu HaShoytrin L'dabra Lo. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, HaYorei V'racha Levav K'mashmoy. When the Pasuk says that the one that's afraid should go home, it means literally, She'ena Yochel Lami B'kishu HaMachama. He cannot withstand war. Valiris cheref shlufa. He can't see a sword drawn, etc. Rabbi Yisak li yoimer hayori v'racha levav. It doesn't mean literally. Rather, say misiore meno haveru shaviyada. He's afraid of the schusim that he has. He doesn't feel that he has the proper schusim for him to be able to come out alive. So, someone that did haverus, it's that person that gets to go home. It says the Mishnah lefichach tulsalei atayras kolelu shiachse beglola, and therefore we allow him to go home. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Amana l'kayin gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kayin hedyet, mamzeres v'nisina liyisrael, bas yisrael v'nasa l'mamzer. Somebody that's married to a chayve lavin, harehu hayore v'racha levav. He is the definition of the yore and the racha levav that's mentioned in the Mishnah. Clearly, Rabbi Yosi is learning like Rabbi Yosi Haglili, that a Yorei V'racha Levav doesn't mean he's literally afraid of war, but he's afraid min avera shebiyadai. He's mentioned as a third opinion in the Mishnah, so obviously he's arguing on some level with Rabbi Yosi Haglili. What the machlek is between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi Haglili is, will be the Gemara's kasha. The pasuk continues and said, v'hoyu kichalois ha-shaytrin l'dar, but this is the last pasuk, so the pasuk says very clearly that there were sorei tzvois, there were generals, leaders, and followers. The leaders stood b'reish ha'am. That's the way you would expect it to be. Says the Mishnah, ubakevei shalom. What about on the rear of the troops, on the back end of this entourage? What was there? Says the Mishnah, mamidim skifin lefneim v'achirim me'achireim. There were people, there were officers, watchers that were there as well. Ukshelim shel barzel biyodeim. And they were holding kshilin shel barzel. So they were holding some pretty scary stuff. V'chala mevakish lachzar, anybody that wanted to leave in the middle of the war and say, you know what, I'm going home. So these mamidim had a right to take out their kneecaps. They had a right to not allow them to leave. Again, because it's bad for the morale of the troops. If they felt that somebody leaving will have a negative effect, they weren't mechuyev to do it, but they had a right to. And the reason is, Gemara is going to clarify exactly what that line means. Shenemar nos Yisrael lefnei plishtim v'gam magef v'gidoy lehoysa ba'a. V'alonu oimer v'ayinusu anshi Yisrael lefnei plishtim v'ayiplu chavlolim begoymer. We'll see what this means in the Gemara. V'medvar mamurim, says the Mishnah. Everything, all the aforementioned, is dafka v'melchemes rishos. That's dafka if the Yidin are fighting on melchemes rishos. Avu b'melchemes mitzvah. If they're fighting on melchemes mitzvah, kol yoytzen, everybody has to go to war. Afilu chosam michedroi, v'kalo mechupasa. It doesn't matter if you're shana or yishayna. It doesn't matter if you had erusin, you didn't have nesuin. Afilu chosan mechedroi, v'kalo mechupasa. You're literally standing at the wedding call. It doesn't matter. If right now there's a call to duty where everyone has to go fight on Mechemes Mitzvah, afilu chosan mechedroi, v'kalo mechupasa. Amar b'yudu b'medvar, ma'amur b'mechemes Mitzvah. B'yudu says something very similar to what the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, says. That it's dafka b'mechemes Mitzvah, that you have all these rules that not everybody goes. Avul b'mechemes choyva, if the mechama was a choyva, akol yoytzen, afilu chasem yichedroi, v'kalo mechupasa. So before we start the Gemara, it's just kedai to mention the well-known Shitas HaChinuch. We all know the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tov Kuf Pei Beis, where the Chinuch says that although there's a Mitzvah Saseh Deiraisa to remember everything that Amalek did to us, and there's a mitzvah of Mochei Timcha Ezecher Amalek, to fight a war to destroy Amalek, says the Chinuch, it only applies to men. It doesn't apply to women, meaning it's a chiddush. Because ordinarily, any mitzvah saseh she'en as mangaroma, nashim achayev, just like men. Says the Chinuch, the mitzvah of fighting Amalek is a mitzvah that applies to men, it doesn't apply to women. And says the Chinuch, the reason is because nashim are not b'neis mochama. And being that they're not b'neis mochama, they don't fight. So if they don't fight, they're not obligated to fight Amalek. Freak the minchas chinuch. The chinuch is tzorich iyun gadol. Because you have a Mishnah right here in Masech Desoita, where the Mishnah says that all the different rules that were mentioned in Parashat Shoftim regarding who does fight, who doesn't fight, that's only negeya mochemes or ishus. But a mochemes mitzvah filo chasim michedroi, so even a kalam echupasa is supposed to fight. So freak the minchas chinuch. How can you tell me that noshim a potter from Milchemes Mitzvah? It's a Mefurish Mishnah that by Milchemes Mitzvah, Afilu Kalo Mechupasa. There's a lot of nice yeshivisha, raid, Skarov, etc., to answer this kasha of the Michas Chinuch, so we don't really have time. We made up that we'll try to cover some ground today, so we're not going to go into all the raid, but there's just one important Rashash here in this sugya that's worth mentioning. The Rashash says, Mashma, from the words the kala mechupasa, the gam noshim yoytzis l'mochama, that even women are obligated to go to war. The chiddushu says the Rashash, it's a chiddush to him. V'ulai einon yoytzis ela levashel v'lefois. Their job was to run the kitchen. Ukedayma letzayre chay gvorim anshim mechama. They didn't actually go out on the front lines. They were just there as supporting staff to make sure that the fighters had everything that they need. It could be this Rashash is a teretz to the chinuch. The chinuch is saying they're not obligated to go fight, to actually do the melchama. When the Mishnah says kala mechupas, it just means that they were enlisted, if need be, to support in the fighting of the melchama. Being that they're not actually doing the fighting, maybe that's why they're parted from the mitzvah of mochei timcha zeicher Amalek. I'm not sure if the Rashash is miyashiv the chinuch, but definitely certain, definitely worth mentioning in the context of this Sefer HaChinuch. One other area, we're in yeshiva, this is always said over, this is a classic yeshivish chabura that said Purim time, and that is regarding the Shitas HaBahag. We know Rabbi Shua ben Levi's member in Shas that Noshim HaChayv and Mikra Megillah Sha'af Hein Hoyu Ba'is HaNes, the Chayv and Dalet Kaisis, because of Af Hein Hoyu Ba'is HaNes, and Noshim of Archayv in the Mitzvah Megillah Sha'af Hein Hoyu Ba'is, they were included in the miracle of Purim. The Chiddush is, it's a Mitzvah Seishas Man Geroma. So usually, if it's Man Geroma, Noshim HaPater. Says Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Chayv and Mikra Megillah Sha'af Hein Hoyu Ba'is HaNes, stating that Tosfos and Masechtos Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, famously brings the Shitas HaBahag, where the Bahag says that although men are chayv and mikra megillah, and women are chayv and mikra megillah, a woman can't be moitzi a man, his chiyah mikra megillah. Azayzok de Bahag. And the question is why? Bahag doesn't explain himself. And really, it's a dover tamua, because why are women usually not allowed to be moitzi men if they don't have the same obligation? A man is chayv, let's say, midday rai, so a woman is only chayv midday rabbanon, so a woman wouldn't be able to be moitzi a man. But where they're both chayv midday rai, so let's say kiddush, a woman could be moitzi a man kiddush, because they both have a mitzvah to say day rai, so to make kiddush. So there's no reason a woman shouldn't be able to be moitzi. So Freik, the Turi Yevin, and all the Achreinim, they don't understand what's Poshib Shad in the Bahag. The Bahag says that although Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Nashim, Achayv, Mikra Megillah, Shafin, Hoy, Boisanes, still a woman can be moitzi a man, just Poshib Shad, it doesn't seem to make any sense. There's a lot of terutzim that are given. Again, there's a briskerov in stencils, declares in the lumdis of Afen Hoy Baisanes, is it a new chiyuv? It just reinstates the original chiyuv and says that you don't have the ptur of mitzvah sasesh's mangaram. The Turiyev and the Shagasari already says something very similar al asar in Megill Daftalim and Aleph, but a very well known yeshivish teretz is the Marcheshes. The Marcheshes says that we know that in the mitzvah of Megillah, we're really Mekayim two mitzvahs. We're Mekayim the mitzvah of Megillah, which is a mitzvah derabanan. But when we read the Megillah, we're also Mekayim the mitzvah deiraisa of Mochay Timche Ezecher Amalek. And Chazal wanted us to be Mekayim that mitzvah deiraisa through the reading of the Megillah. So when we read the Megillah, there's two kiyumim. There's a kiyum of mitzvahs Mikra Megillah. It's a Kriyas HaTorah. It's a Mikra Megillah. Additionally, there's another kiyum of Mechiyah Ezecher Amalek. Zokter Marcheshes, the Chinuch said that only men are chayv Mechiyah Ezecher Amalek. Women are not chayv in Mechiyas Amalek. So says the Marcheshes that women can be moitzi the man mitzad the ikr mitzvahs mikr Megillah. But a man, when he reads the Megillah, wants to be yoitza two things. He wants to be yoitza mikr Megillah and Mechiyas Amalek. That he can't get through the Shemei HaKoino, because that only men are chayv, not women. So that's the teretz of the Marcheshes that's said over in Yeshiva based on this chinuch. But either way, the grace of kasha on the chinuch is the mechaz chinuch's kasha, afilu kala mechu pasa. My ikka bein Rabbi Yosi le Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So in the Mishnah we had a machloik is three opinions and understand the pasuk that says Umiyo ish hayore v'racha leva. So according to Rabbi Kiva, it means literally he's just afraid. Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Yosi Haglili both said it means he's afraid of avera shabiyada. Rabbi Yosi gave an example of an avera. His avera was chay ve'lav. Says the Gemara, my ikka bein Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Is there a nafgamina between these two pshatim? Says the Gemara, yeah. It could be nayu avera the rabbanon. Rabbi Yosi Haglili said avera. Didn't explain what kind of avera. Rabbi Yosi did explain an avera. Achavi lavin. Oh, we're talking dafka about an avera deraisa. So that's the nafkamina. A person's not afraid on the deraisa level. He thinks he's okay. He just thinks that maybe he did it derabanan. There's a chumra maybe that he might have missed. So he wants to go home. We'll even let this guy go home. Says the Gemara. Come on, also hadatanya. Soch ben tefila letefila avera biyada v'chayzor lam orchem mechom. If somebody speaks in between putting on his tefillin shoyad and his tefillin shorosh, so we're really making our way down the list. So we're up to he was soch ben tefila letefila. We let him go home. Keman, Rav Yosi Haglili. That's like Rav Yosi Haglili, who said that even for an Avera Derabbana, because it's not Asim Edei Raisa, to speak between Tefillin and Tefillin, it's only Asir Midrabbana. It says the Gemara, Man Tana L'Hadot Tana Rabbana. Who would be the Tana of the following Braisa? Shama Kol Kronois Versia. So you're going out to war, and you hear the sounds of the shayfras and all the instruments that they used to play, and you got scared. Hagofas Tresen, or you hear the banging of the shields, Vertia, you got scared. Tzichtzucha Ravois, you heard the noises of the swords. Umayim Shoises and Loi Alberkov, and you had an accident. Chayzer, you're allowed to go home. So who would be the Tana? This Braisa says the Gemara, Lemi Rabbi Akiva, Valerabi Yosef. Sounds like it's Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva is the one that said, Ayore Veracha Levov literally gets to go home. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Lili, it's only if you're afraid of Averis. This has nothing to do with Averis, says the Gemara. No, Bahafil Rabbi Yosef Lili Moita. Rabbi Yosi Haglili was adding what Rabbi Akiva said. Rabbi Yosi Haglili agrees that if you're literally afraid, you get to go home. He just said that even if you're not afraid of the war, you're just afraid of the Averish Abiyadai, even then you're going to get to go home. Mishum Dechsivla Yimes is the Vav Ochet Kilvavai. Meaning, the Machloikis was had to understand the words in the Pasuk, Hayore Veracha Levav, Yelech V'yoshev Levesai. Does that mean you're afraid of the Averis, or you're literally afraid? But the end of the pasuk that says "V'le'yimes aslavav echav kilvava," he says the Gemara, even Rabbi Yitzhak Lili is going to agree. It means that you're afraid of the war. So that's a sign that, according to everybody, if you're afraid of the actual war, you're going to get to go home. There's a well-known story that said that in the 19th century there were maskilim, reformed Jews, that put up a play, and they wanted to show what it would be like for the Yidden to go out and fight a war. So they put on this Broadway-style play, and they have the Meshuch Muhammad. He gets up, they're about to go fight, and he starts making his announcements. Mio yish asher bana bayis, v'loy lekot, v'loy chil, v'loy chanocha, yelech v'yashal v'esai. Some Yidden left. And he continues going through all his progressions, and the more he talks, the more people go home. Finally, he says, Ayori v'rachaleva, and another group of people go. Even Averish HaBiyada, even a mitzvah derabanan, at the end of the play, they had two older men standing on the stage, and they said it was the Chafetz Chaim, Reb Chaim Moshe, that these were the only two people that were remained standing, that were able to go out and fight the war. So they say they told this over to the Chafetz Chaim. They told him that they were making chayzik. They said this is what it looked like, the war. It was Chafetz Chaim, Reb Chaim Moshe. So he said, Zeh, you're good, but what they didn't show you is how the war ended. I'm talking a minute. That it was only the Chafetz Chaim, Reb Chaim Moshe, but we ended up winning the war. Either way, so the Shaitrim used to stand in front, and then there was Shaitrim that was standing in the back to make sure that nobody was going to leave. And why are we so concerned that people leave? Shetchilas Nisa Nefila. Because the beginning, literally, of running away is falling. So the Gemara says, how do you even read those words? Hai mipnei shetchilas Nisa Nefila, mipnei shetchilas Nefila Nisa Mibayli. I mean to say the opposite. The beginning of Nefila, the beginning of your downfall is when people start running away. When people start leaving, it's a leak in the morale, and that's where things are ultimately going to crumble. So the Gemara says, you're right, change the gears in the Mishnah. Ema b'bnei tchilas nefila nisa. But the point is, if people leave, it's not good for morale. B'medvar ma'murim b'mulchemes or mishos. Amar Rav Yechanan, rishos d'rabanon, zui mitzvah d'Rav Yehuda. So in the end of the Mishnah said that the only time all these rules apply is where it's not a mulchemes mitzvah. But there were two opinions exactly what that means. The Mishnah again inside. But medvar mamurim b'mulchemes rishos, avol b'mulchemes mitzvah. I'll call yoytzin. I feel luchasam michadshu v'kam mechubasa. That everything we said is dafka by mulchemes rishos, as opposed to mulchemes mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda said everything we said was by mulchemes mitzvah, as opposed to mulchemes chayfa. So the Mishnah is talking about three different types of mulchemes: a mulchemes rishos, mulchemes mitzvah, and a mulchemes chayfa. According to the Tanakama, the parsha of Meshuach Mulchemes by mulchemes rishos, not by a Mulchemes Mitzvah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's by a Mulchemes Mitzvah, not by a Mulchemes Chayfa. It certainly sounds like there's a Machlokes. So Rabbi Yehuchanan said a Chiddush. Rabbi Yehuchanan, there's really no Machlokes. Rishus the Rabbanon, Zui Mitzvah the Rabbi Yehuda. What the Rabbanon and the Mishnah called a Rishus, Rabbi Yehuda referred to as a Mitzvah. And Mitzvah the Rabbanon, what the Rabbanon and the Mishnah referred to as a Mitzvah, Zoi Chayfa the Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda referred to as Chayfa. Meaning they're arguing in semantics. There's really no Machlokes in Halacha. They all agree when the Parsha of Meshuach Muhammad did apply and when the Parsha didn't apply. And the Gemara even clarifies when it does and doesn't apply. Amar Rava, for example, Mulchemes Yeshua Lekadesh, when Yeshua ben Nun was conquered Eretz Yisrael, everybody agreed that would be called Chayva. Mulchemes Beis David, Lirvacha, when David HaMelech's army went out to just conquer land, Divyakol Rishus. Ki Pligi Lemu'utei Yoiv Dekechavim, where they were arguing whether you want to call it Chayva or Mitzvah, is where the Oivdei, when the Yidden were going to fight, a preemptive fight to take away land from the Oivdei Kechavim, but they were doing it for national security. Not just to conquer land. They weren't doing it for business. It was for security reasons. So they shouldn't attack them afterwards. Again, there's no machlokes when the rules apply or doesn't apply. The machlokes is a certain type of war. Do you refer to it as a mechemes chayva, or do you refer to it as a mechemes mitzvah? Yeshua ben Nun, everyone would agree, is called a mechemes chayva. And then when David HaMelech was conquering lands, that everybody would agree would be called mechemes rishos. There's a certain type of war where it'd be a shayla, is it rishos? Is it mitzvah or chayva? Everybody would agree that the rules apply. The nafkamina only is how do you refer to it, and what's the nafkamina how you refer to it? Says the Gemara, nafkamina lo isek mitzvah shpatu min mitzvah. If you call it a mechemes mitzvah, then you have the halacha of isek mitzvah. If you don't call it a mechemes mitzvah, then you're not going to have the halacha of isek mitzvah patur min mitzvah. So before we say the hadrin, we can't finish the parak without speaking out one ha'ara from the Vilna Gaon. So we had here, you have the person who built the house, he was not the Kerev, Eras Isha, he didn't finish the job, or he's in Shana Rishayna, we don't want him to go fight. Because what's going to happen if someone's Shana Rishayna and he dies, it's going to be very sad. So it's not something that we want to happen, so we send him home. The Vilna Gaon, and I've seen this in Reb Shlomo Brevda's farm. Shlomo Brevda, Zatzal, was a big bucky in the Vilna Gaon's farm. He put out a lot of the Kisvei Yad of the Vilna Gaon. So I saw in one of his farm, he's been saying a few different places in Kisvei Yad where the Vilna Gaon asks this question. It's from his Pirushim Alat Nach, where this Kasha comes from. But either way, the Vilna Gaon asked, I don't understand. We know that people don't just die randomly. Everything that happens with a cheshbon. If a person's supposed to die, he's going to die no matter where in the world he is. And if a person's not supposed to die, it doesn't matter where he is, he's going to live. It's effective on the guy. Why are we sending this person home? Because we're afraid that he's going to die. If on Rosh Hashanah, it came out that he was supposed to die. So whether he's not battled or whether he goes back home, Hashem will find a way for him to die. And if this person is supposed to live, then it doesn't matter where he is. He's going to live. So what's this cheshbon of Yeluch V'yashav L'beisim Amon Avshach? If it's basher for him to live, he'll live. And if it's basher for him to die, he's going to die. They say in the early years of Eretz Yisrael, where there were missiles flying and wars, so the Chazon Ish once said that, told people not to be afraid, because every missile has an address. Things don't just fall randomly. So if it's meant to hit you, it's going to hit you. And if it's not meant to hit you, it's not going to hit you. So Mamad Avshach, if he's supposed to die, he'll die. If he's not supposed to die, he's not going to die. So the Vilna Gaon, and the way I've seen this brought down from the Kisvei Yad of the Gron, a few different places, said an unbelievable lashon. He said, we know that a person has a mazel. And even though there's a man dama that holds a mazel in Yisrael, it just means you can change your mazel. But really, every person has his mazel. Said the Gron, just like every individual has his mazel, every tzibur, every rabbin has a mazel as well. There's a mazel yochid, mazel prati, and there's a mazel klali. That's the Lashon HaGra. Every person has a mazel, and every tzibur has a mazel. We're concerned that maybe this person's mazel prati is to live. But being that right now he's fighting a war together with a rabbin, it could be the mazel of this rabbin is to die. And that's why we tell him, stay away from a rabbin who may have a mazel to die, so that if you're supposed to die, you'll die. But if your mazel prati is to live, at least you'll be able to live. We don't want to put you in a matzav of sakana where you're subjecting yourself now to a mazel kloli. I once heard that, you know, people are hesitant to name children after people that maybe had a bad mazel, died young, etc. But I've heard the Shem de Vilna Gaon that after the Holocaust, a lot of people named after people that died young during the Holocaust. Because, and they said that the Gra said that if somebody dies during war, it doesn't apply. You have nothing to worry about. I think this Vilna Gaon is the Makar. This is because why do people not want to name after people that had a bad mazel? It's a mazel zach. But if someone died during war, it's not indicative necessarily of him having a bad mazel prati. It could be the reason he died during war is because he was part of a mazel klali that wasn't a good mazel klali. It has nothing to do with the mazel prati. I think this is the Vilna Gaon. Mazel prati, mazel klali. The reason we're sending him home is so to avoid the possibility, the vulnerability of getting involved with a mazel klali. And on that note, Hadron Aloch, M'shulchan Chomes.